This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 20th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms 119, verse 71. It says there, "It was good for me to be afflicted, so that I might learn your decrees." End of quote. C.S. Lewis said this, "God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but he shouts in our pains. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world." End of quote. C.S. Lewis had experienced pains that very few would ever go through. In the School of Pain, he wrote a book called The Problem of Pain. The above quotation was from that book. Our author of the book of Psalms 119 in the Bible talks a lot about afflictions and troubles. Why? Most probably, he had experienced many sufferings that he became skilled in this topic of troubles and sufferings and the wonderful results it can produce in life. Beloved, in an ordinary course, people won't say it was good for them to be afflicted because we don't like being troubled and afflicted. How can an individual say, "It was good for me that I have afflicted"? There is only one way, and that is this. When we understand afflictions is the divine school to know God and experience Him more personally and intimately. This is exactly what the writer is talking about. He says in verse 67 this, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word." End of quote. You see the connection here? He is saying before the sufferings or troubles, I was going with my agenda in my own path. I was leading life to fulfill my own desires. I was on my road. Now because of afflictions, I learned to obey your word. Now I am on God's way. You see, the troubles and hardships does not take much time, does it? It can appear so quickly and suddenly. Now due to afflictions, he abandoned his ways and set his mind to walk in God's ways and plans, to obey the word of God. Through afflictions, he understood that God has another far better plan for his life. Beloved, do you know, although he allows afflictions, his faithfulness remains stronger in the middle of your troubles. It is then only we learn the character of God and how trustworthy God is. It is through our sufferings and difficulties that we taste the love, grace, and power of God. His power truly comes perfect and victorious in our weaknesses. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12, 9, this is what he says. He says, "But he said to me," Jesus said to me, "my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weaknesses. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." End of quote. Throughout the history, God's grace, power, and faithfulness sustained his people during fiery trials. Moreover, they learned God's decrees and character in and through it. Job said, and it is recorded in the book of Jobs in the Bible, he said, "I had only heard about you before, but now I have seen you with my own eyes." End of quote. Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray with me. Father in heaven, so far I was fulfilling my desires and walking on my own way. Lord, please forgive me. I turn to you now, Lord. I understand you have the perfect plan for me. Lord, help me to obey you and walk in your ways. I submit and surrender my life to you today. I believe Jesus Christ died, buried, and rose again for all of my sins. I invite Jesus to come into my life and lead me in your perfect ways. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.